You're listening to SBS News.
Sitting idle across the country are hundreds of millions of dollars worth of grounded Virgin Australia aircraft. With bidders circling, the Queensland government has made a move to keep the airline, currently in voluntary administration, in its state. Queensland Treasurer Cameron Dick has laid out the state government's stance.
It's not the intention of the Queensland government to purchase the airline in its entirety, but we want to take a strategic stake to preserve and protect jobs and to secure our interests.
The offer prompted Queensland federal government MPs to take aim after themselves rejected calls for a bailout. David Littleproud is the deputy Nationals leader.
Well, let me just say about the Queensland government, this is nothing more than a populist brain fart.
Peter Dutton is the Home Affairs Minister.
Labor is either in the midst of an election stunt and they're putting at risk millions of dollars in some phony bid that they know is not going to be successful just because they want to be patriotic.
It's left the Queensland Labor government and Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk baffled.
It is absolutely vital that we keep jobs in tourism, that we can back an airline that's based here in Queensland and we back the workers right across regional Queensland as well.
The Queensland Treasurer has told Peter Dutton to stick to cruise ships, but amidst the exchange, there's agreement on saving as many of the 10,000 Virgin jobs as possible. At stake for the Queensland government is keeping Virgin's headquarters in Brisbane, along with thousands of jobs, and to ensure there's competition on the 15 air routes it has served. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is defending the federal government's position.
We want a competitive aviation market here in Australia. We want to see these two airlines flying and competing and giving a great deal to the flying public and to ensure that the freight keeps moving around this country.
John Lyons from Virgin Independent Pilots Association has welcomed Queensland's position.
We'd like to see the federal government participate in funding the recovery of Virgin.
So too has Steve Creedy, an aviation industry writer.
Virgin, unencumbered by debt, could well turn into a profitable concern and the Queensland government at a later date could be able to unload its stake at a gain.
In Brisbane, for now, Virgin's headquarters are deserted and nothing is certain in the aviation industry. Offers from about eight bidders are expected to be with the administrator by tomorrow's deadline. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.